Welcome to EyeClan, a podcast connecting faith, life and scripture. This week I'm thinking about scars and stigmata. Before moving into our new home, we took the opportunity to have it completely redecorated. It looks lovely. Clean walls, sparkling woodwork, no holes or marks of damage. But I find it a bit daunting. Will I be the first to leave a smudge or a dent, spoiling what was perfect? Yet we can't go through life without encountering bumps and scrapes, painful knocks and serious injuries, whether physical, emotional or spiritual. For me, it's significant that Jesus' resurrection body bore the marks of crucifixion. They weren't wiped out by glory, but remained a part of who he was. In Christian tradition, the stigmata, visible marks corresponding to Christ's wounds, are a sign of mystical union with Christ. St. Francis of Assisi is the first person recorded to receive them, but in the early church, St. Paul writes to Christians in Galatia, "I carry the marks of Jesus branded on my body." That's in the Epistle to the Galatians chapter 6, verse 17. Did St. Paul have the stigmata? Or does he mean the scars from all the beatings and ill treatment he'd received in the course of his ministry? Certainly, very few receive the visible, mystical stigmata, but everyone is bruised and scarred by life. For me, a key question is how to respond. If I find myself obsessing over something which essentially doesn't matter, then I know that I am tired, stressed, or ill, and self-care is called for. A sure sign of that is a compulsion to scrub the kitchen floor. Once refreshed, I'm more able to look at things from a new perspective. If I suspect that there's a serious issue that needs dealing with, then I need to take it into prayer and perhaps seek the wisdom of a trusted friend, an appropriate specialist, or my spiritual director. When it's just another of life's stumbling blocks, then I do the best I can with the knowledge and resources available, using such tools of discernment as I have. I try to know my weaknesses and strengths. I try to accept that I don't always get it right, nor do other people, however well-intentioned. I pray that God will work with my good intentions and my failures, as well as with my successes. Wounds heal, but leave scars. As broken bones mend to become stronger, so we become stronger through facing difficulties and working through them. But when, in moments of weakness, I find myself discouraged by my past mistakes and failures, or dwelling on misfortunes, I turn again to Mother Julian's words. Though the soul's wounds heal, the scars remain. God sees them not as blemishes, but as honours. And I remember that the risen Christ ascended into heaven still bearing the scars of crucifixion. So I'm reassured that God loves me as I am, with all my scars, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. That learning from failures is a mark of maturity. That I can sing a joyful Easter Alleluia despite being far from perfect or unblemished. My prayer this week, may you know yourself to be beautiful in God's eyes. Amen.